This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Of course, you're invited to join us here. The toll-free number is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. You can bring up anything that you want. That is kind of the point of Free Talk Live. But, of course, we always bring stuff to the table that you might find interesting as well. And there's big news out of New Hampshire today with the Robin Hood case wrapping up. The Supreme Court ruling in favor of the activists who have been making headlines for years for the dastardly act of saving people from getting parking tickets. So that's something. And then also this NDAA news, the National Defense Authorization Act that I mentioned a couple nights ago, but we never got to. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Cody.
So, Cody, we're both broadcasters. We both have some experience doing radio. And so freedom of speech, freedom of the press, these are two things that generally come, you know, real close to our hearts.
Yeah, communication is, I mean, that's the most basic right you should have. If you've got thoughts and feelings and opinions and you can't broadcast them or communicate them, then can you really be yourself? No.
No.
You're already enslaved in a mental capacity.
And to some extent, there are already restrictions that make it so we don't really have freedom of speech. The FCC, of course, has certain, you know, words that you can't say on the radio. Now, you could argue that some of those words would not be allowed even in the absence of the FCC because radio stations still have to sell advertising, and maybe advertisers wouldn't want to be associated with somebody who's dropping the F-bomb, you know, every 2 minutes.
Well, wouldn't that be an interesting experiment to find out, you know, the FCC goes away. Mm-hmm. You know, there's no legal stopping of curse words. I would probably guess that a lot of stations, TV, radio, and otherwise would continue to keep things going the same way they would. One, because of the advertisers, but also because of the customer. You know,
there will be,
you know, certain stations that will go for that adult angle.
I think so. You know, the ones that can sell their ads to tattoo parlors and strip clubs and places
sure.
like that.
You know, it's a whole different market. And that's what we should have, the variety, because the thing is, the wonderful thing that Marconi invented when he invented the radio was the dial. If you don't like what you're listening to, put it on something else. If you feel offended, well, you've got choices. That's the wonderful thing about the radio specifically, is that there's plenty of choices. You know, it'd be nice if we had more, but there's plenty of them. And if something is said that you don't like, nobody's making you listen besides yourself.
Well, now the government is going to be getting into the information game, so to speak here, the propaganda game. And it's kind of a scary story from the freethoughtproject.com. Claire Burnish reporting just filed a couple days ago, just before Christmas, actually. Using the cover of the holidays and distracted attention, President Obama has signed the National Defense Authorization Act into law Friday evening. Now, this happens every year. This NDAA thing keeps happening. It's either every year or every 2 years.
Yeah.
But the idea is to continue to fund the military, to continue to authorize the military, because technically, constitutionally, there should not be a standing army. The way the U.S. Constitution was originally formed was there was supposed to be a Navy for, like, defending the shores of the United States, but the Army, and this is my understanding, correct me if I'm wrong on this, I'm by no means a scholar on the Constitution, but the Army was not supposed to be a standing army. It was supposed to be formed at the time when it was needed. So if there was a need for an army to defend the United States, they would then call it together, they would fund it, they would form it. But it's been
sure.
formed and funded now for our entire lifetimes and, you know, generations beyond that. So that's what this NDAA thing is. It's sort of the
yeah.
legal process that they need to go through on a yearly basis to make sure that the military stays a standing army against the Founding Fathers' wishes.
Yeah. Well, it's an industry now. There's a lot
that's
of money
right.
to be made.
Yeah, they can't just let that shrivel up. They've got the military-industrial complex to support with buying bombs and tanks and, you know, guns and
yeah,
boots.
And you can't call it a conspiracy theory. I mean, I remember watching one of the Democratic debates, and one of the commercials was for Lockheed Martin. It's like that's how closely the ties are between the companies making the bombs and the guns and the planes.
Yeah, I mean, it's
and
Lockheed
the war makers.
What do they need to advertise? I mean, if you're going to be advertising on television, you want to advertise to a general audience. You want to advertise to people who could buy your product. But the average person watching a television show is not going to be a customer of Lockheed Martin. They're not going to be somebody who's been sitting there watching TV like, you know, I really need to design a new bomber tomorrow.
Yeah, it's not like a Tide commercial right. where, you know, I need to do my laundry tomorrow. What detergent do I need to get?
Yeah.
Like, nobody's out there buying tanks. So it is very bizarre that that sort of thing would go on.
Yeah.
It almost really just seems like let's throw it in your face that, hey, the people running for president.
We own them.
They've been bought and sold by us.
Yeah,
so you know, and you're probably not even really paying attention. So, okay, we're just going to have fun with it.
What else could it be?
I mean, people are paying so little attention that a meme became president. So, of course, why would anyone pay attention enough to realize that the military-industrial complex was sponsoring some of the debates? I mean.
So let's dig in a little bit further here. This, again, just happened a couple days before Christmas. And the Orwellian language that it contains includes, quote, to counter propaganda, this is what they want to do with this, to counter propaganda and all disinformation directed at the United States. That's a quote. Now, although the NDAA's true purpose is to fund the military, notorious provisions, particularly of the variety which erase yet more freedoms, are often added to the overall legislation. And that's because in Washington, D.C., the legislation title and, you know, the thrust of the main bill doesn't have to have anything to do with the full contents of the bill. They can put in anything they want in there. So, of course, stuff that they want to pass that would get maybe more scrutiny if they were to label a bill, let's say, the counter-propaganda, you know, counter-the-enemy's-propaganda bill, that might get a little more scrutiny than the National Defense Authorization Act. That's going
to
get passed.
We need to be defended. We have to be safe.
Who could be against the military? I mean, all the Republicans and Democrats are going to vote in favor of this.
To be against that would to be saying that you're in favor of being defenseless. And when you're defenseless, the Chinese and the Russians, they could come and get you at any moment.
Right. And none of these so-called representatives want to be tethered with their, you know, or I guess painted with that particular brush. So in this case, the propaganda and disinformation provisions mentioned above have been attempted in a standalone bill, which remains stalled in Congress, partly due to scathing criticism and unpopularity from wary politicians. And that seems justifiable given legitimate parallels drawn to the 1950s McCarthyism and the Red Scare. According to the text of the $619 billion bill, the secretaries of state and defense and other pertinent officials will be tasked with creating an innocuous-sounding, quote, global engagement center. Unquote. Now, the purpose of the center, according to the text, is as follows, quote, it shall be to lead, synchronize, and coordinate efforts of the federal government to recognize, understand, expose, and counter foreign state and non-state propaganda and disinformation efforts aimed at undermining United States national security interests.
This is what I'm wondering, though. Is it disinformation just because the U.S. government considers it disinformation?
That's right.
If Russia Today, for example, is doing some sort of reporting, and they just consider it disinformation. What are the next steps that the bill is going to let be okay?
With countering the so-called disinformation, what can
right,
they do?
What is the counter that's being made legal in this bill? That's what I'm wondering.
Well, this is all very kind of interesting timing, right? Because at the same time as you've got this thing coming out of Congress and being signed by the president, this is law, at the same time you've got this going on, you've got the mainstream media reporting on what? Fake news.
Oh, yeah.
Right? So this is all kind of blending together as this large effort that is going to be on one hand governmental and one hand major mainstream corporate news to combine together to fight these fake news purveyors, these propagandists, Russia Today, Free Talk Live. I mean, Alex Jones. Whoever.
It could be anybody.
Right.
You know, yeah, and they've already chosen who the outlets are that they don't like.
Yeah,
you know,
and they're
Alex Jones, InfoWars, Breitbart.
Of course, he's Donald Trump's buddy now.
Anything alternative is, I guess, just considered fake news. If you are just not part of the established media, then you're fake. You're not real. Your opinions don't matter.
The toll-free number, if you want to join us here, we got more on this NDAA thing, 855-450-FREE, Free Talk Live. You've said it yourself. We need a healthcare system that focuses on health, not sickness. Health insurance pays for treating sickness but gives you nothing for being healthy. There's a free market healthcare company that gives you freedom from health insurance. They give you a proactive health assessment daily, no charge, 24-hour access to doctors. Check them out right now at healthexcellenceselect.com. Any kind of doctor, traditional, integrative, chiropractic, acupuncture, and massage. You'll love the service and price. HealthExcellenceSelect.com. HealthExcellenceSelect.com.
A funny thing happens when you don't advertise. Nothing. Modern advertisers have been trained to look for trackability in their advertising, and web search ads are great for that. They also help you get the consumer that's looking for products like yours in the moment. But they're expensive, and they do nothing to convince people to try your product segment in the first place. If you're a local advertiser, contact the station. If you can use national exposure, Free Talk Live's on more than 150 stations, and we can help advertisers with little budgets and big ones. Send me an email, mark@freetalklive.com. It's mark@freetalklive.com.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details. Need some extra cash for Christmas presents this year? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If you could use extra cash for Christmas, turn your radio up. 45cash.com specializes in connecting you with a lender ready to give you the cash you need for Christmas. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash can hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com to request up to $5,000 for Christmas spending in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income, and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere. Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding, unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze, containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion. Visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. radio.recordedvideo.com.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves here. Bring up anything that you want. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. More about these disturbing provisions found in the National Defense Authorization Act. That's still to come here. It's Ian and Cody in the studio tonight. You can also join us via Skype at Skype username LRN.FM, so feel free to connect to us that way. Coming up in late February, it's going to be cold in a lot of the world, but not in Acapulco. There's going to be all kinds of principled anarchists and voluntarists coming together to discuss ideas on how to live free and escape from the clutches of the state and central banks. The unparalleled lineup of speakers will discuss entrepreneurship, investments, politics, philosophy, health, sustainability, lifestyles, and personal relationships for 4 days among the sun and beaches of a world-class resort. You won't want to miss it, so go to anarchapulco.com and you can get your tickets there. You can get registered. It's happening February 25th through the 28th at the Mundo Imperial Resort and Expo in Acapulco, Mexico. So go learn more. By the way, Free Talk Live will be broadcasting from that event, so we'll look forward to seeing you there at anarchapulco.com. As we continue, there are provisions in the upcoming, or the now passed into law, signed by President Obama just about a couple days before Christmas, the National Defense Authorization Act, which includes language that had been in a bill separate from the NDAA that stalled in Congress because people were paying attention. It was its own bill. They were more likely to notice it and think about it and have an opinion about it.
So they snuck in some stuff. That's what you're telling me.
Pretty much. They snuck it in. It passed. Now it's been signed. According to the text, the secretaries of state and defense and other bureaucrats will be creating the Global Engagement Center, which the purpose shall be to lead, synchronize, and coordinate efforts of the federal government to recognize, understand, expose, and counter foreign state and non-state propaganda. So foreign state would be Russia. Non-state would be Free Talk Live.
Anybody.
Whatever. Yeah, your
anybody.
Blog.
You know, I don't know if you mentioned that before, but non-state propaganda? Yeah. I mean, did you understand how far-reaching that could be?
That is anything they don't like.
That could be just a guy on Facebook.
That's right.
That could be one guy with a blog. That could be a guy with a WordPress account. You know, that non-state propaganda?
Not just non-state propaganda, but also disinformation. So if you are just, you know, posting what they consider to be disinformation, you could be targeted by this. Now, it doesn't necessarily, you know, it's not saying that the center is going to, you know, be able to charge anybody criminally. They're just saying they're going to be exposing, countering, and recognizing and understanding these things. But what will that lead to? What, well, you know, when they say counter, does that mean that they're just going to put out a press release of their own saying, uh-uh, that's not true. Here's the truth from the federal government. This is what we say the truth is.
It
we're
could
America.
Be. Could be.
But or
counter could mean multiple different things. It could be that.
Or does it mean rounding up somebody and putting them in a gulag?
It could mean that, too. I mean, that also is within the realm of the word counter.
Right. And even if it wasn't necessarily the intention of the people who wrote the bill to round people up and put them away in some sort of work camp or re-education camp, that could be how it's interpreted. Because remember, just because you write a piece of legislation doesn't mean you have control over how the bureaucrats are going to interpret the writings.
Sure.
And again, I mean, I haven't read the actual provisions here. We're going by the freethoughtproject.com and their excerpts. Now,
and this is what I'm wondering, too. It's like, you know, so the way I understood it was supposed to be was the media was supposed to be, quote unquote, the fourth branch of government.
Right.
It was supposed to be the accountability of government.
Check and balance.
But it was a check and balance, and it was like a separate type of thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
But the way it's talking now, it almost seems like the information has been decided by them. You know what I mean? Because, mm-hmm. you know, who's going to be deciding what is disinformation?
They will.
The NSA, the CIA, the Department of Homeland Security, the DOD.
All of the above, probably.
It seems like these are the people that are going to be deciding what's true and what isn't true, as opposed to the outside sources of journalists and other people, just, you know, everyday truth seekers. It seems like, you know, the people up top in the high end of government are going to be deciding what the stories that are true are. And anything that goes against their narrative is going to be just considered disinformation. It doesn't matter if that's the case or not. As long as the people who have written the bill have decided that something is disinformation, then it is.
And most of the mainstream media is not going to want to be tarred with this disinformation label. If they were to, if MSNBC or Fox or any of these mainstream publications and channels were to put out a story that ends up being targeted as disinformation by this government agency, that's going to be a real black mark from the way they see things on their record, so to speak. And that could mean that they don't get the same kind of interviews that they're used to getting from the government. Because a lot of these mainstream publications, they toe the line because it's they perceive that it's in their best interest. And this is what's changed over the years. You talked about being the fourth check and balance on the, you know, an out-of-control government holding the various different branches of government accountable. That was the idea originally. But they've managed to subvert that over time. Even before this NDAA thing, they subverted it over time by basically having ties with these mainstream media organizations to the government. So the most basic example is like a local radio station that has the police chief on in the morning once a week or once a month or whatever. They got a little relationship with this particular bureaucrat.
Sure.
So if they then all of a sudden run a story that's critical of the police department and the police chief gets wind that they've run a story critical of the police department, well, guess what? All of a sudden, Mr. Police Chief isn't going to be going to his interviews in the future because he's afraid that he's going to get asked some tough questions. And secondly, he wants to punish the news organization. Like, oh, well, you want to question my officers? You want to question my leadership? Well, I'm no longer going to be a part of your station. In fact, I'll go over here to the competing station who will, you know,
tell the line more correctly.
Yeah, serve me on a silver platter. Kiss my boots. Worship the ground that I walk on.
Right, and the same thing on a larger scale applies to the mainstream media.
Exactly.
How often do you see, when you're watching CNN or Fox News, that they're going to have on some sort of military expert?
Some general or whatever.
Yeah, you know, a whole bunch of stars or whatever. You know, he's a big deal. Everybody's going to be competing to have that guy. Right. And if you're running stories that seem a little bit critical of the war efforts, well, one, you're going to be painted as disinformation, and two, that guy is going to go somewhere else that's toeing the line better than you are.
Yep. So instead of competing on holding the government accountable to see who can do the best job at that, who can ask the toughest questions, who can, you know, really put it out there what the government's actually doing, they're competing to obey. They're competing to kiss a boot. They're competing to kiss a ring and say, we deserve your press releases first, Mr. Officer. You should send over that information to us. We'll give you an interview.
Right, because they're motivated to.
Right.
That's the thing that they've created, is that they've created a motivation for journalists to be bootleggers, essentially.
Yeah.
You know, there's no motivation for you to actually seek the real story. There's no motivation. I mean, like, if you're like Julian Assange or Edward Snowden, what happens to you when you're seeking the real story, the real truth?
You get doors closed.
It's not real good for you.
Right, doors get slammed in your face.
Not good. And if you're exposing some really, really heinous stuff, I don't know, you might even get suicided.
Our toll-free number tonight is 855-453. You can share your thoughts with us, 855-450-3733. It's Free Talk Live.
Don't know what contaminants are lurking in your water? Time to get a ProPure. Take advantage of ProPure's holiday sale. Save 25% on all ProPure water filter products. Sales good through December 31st. There's a ProPure water filter for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Good day, America. Are you tired of your butt cheeks being frozen? Tired of cold hands or cold feet? I'm tired of the cold. Well, there's a new kid on the block. It's Fortress Clothing. Fortress will keep you warm. Fortress does what no other clothing company has ever done. We keep you warm in the cold, even when wet. You heard that right, even when wet. No BS, no gimmicks. Work, play, sweat in the cold, and stay warm. So quit your complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA and get 20% off any item. Mittens, jackets, pants, balaclavas, or hot socks, FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA. You're going to love being warm all winter long. FortressClothing.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym, my gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room, weather-tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything that you want, at least for now, until we get labeled a disinformation outlet by the U.S. federal government.
Yeah, and what will happen to us?
Well, maybe we'll get a little extra publicity out of it, but they could send us to a re-education camp. Now, that's probably not in the NDAA legislation. They're probably not yet going to introduce re-education camps, but that does seem to be kind of an inevitable or a possible outgrowth of where they're going with this.
Yeah, well, it's almost mathematical in that you have to look at that's not necessarily where you are right now with the legislation, but where it's been, where it is now, and then you can kind of extrapolate, okay, where are we headed towards?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and you really have to understand that there isn't going to be a point where the government is like, well, you know what, maybe we're being a little bit too, fascist. We should cool it. We should give these guys a little bit more leeway. No, they're working in a direction, and whatever is happening right now is going to continue to happen in the direction that they're working towards. So it seems like right now what they're working towards is government-controlled media. And anything that is outside of that can be labeled as disinformation or labeled as, you know, yeah, so it does harken back to McCarthyism, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, anything that isn't liked by the establishment is just you paint a big red scarlet letter on them and then tell the world to disassociate. They're crazy. They're conspiracy theorists. I mean, we heard this during Pizzagate, which is a ongoing scandal going on with WikiLeaks. Is that, you know, and this was kind of tied in with this whole fake news things that's been going on over the past month or so, is that they said this is an alt-right conspiracy by Trump supporters or whatever it was that they said, and that you should not believe it. And then the mainstream publications went on to actually argue that the election was rigged by Putin.
Well, that was the CIA who was allegedly claiming that, and then the FBI ended up backing them up. First, the FBI said that they disagreed with the CIA, but then they ended up agreeing with the CIA, claiming that the Russians were the ones who were meddling with the election.
But regardless, there's no evidence of it.
But even if it was true, the Russians didn't hack the vote. If the Russians did something, if they did indeed, let's say, hack the emails, no one has stated that the emails were fake. They're just saying, well, it was the Russians who let this out. Well, okay.
That doesn't matter.
Right, let's say that's true.
Let's actually look at the emails. Yeah. I'm not concerned about who released the emails. If you've got secret information, we deserve to know. Right. Okay, so if you're going to create this idea where you seem to find it completely okay to monitor all of our activities, you know, spy on us in ways that we probably don't even know yet. You know, I just got an Echo Dot. What are the odds that a microphone that's on all the time, that there's stuff, you know, going back to some kind of database somewhere?
Of course.
Seems pretty likely.
This is the Amazon thing where you can, like, give it commands and talk to it like a computer, basically.
Yes. So if that's a possibility, then I don't think it's that crazy to know what's going on in these secret emails between different government officials.
Right.
The idea is supposed to be that they work for us. We vote them in, they work for us. We're paying their paycheck. That makes them the employees.
Yeah. So now in the case of the emails, they were from the Clinton Foundation, which technically is a private charitable group. So not necessarily that they're government people there. But nonetheless, they came
out. It's a workaround.
They came out. There was some damning information in those emails. And the Russians, there's nobody saying the Russians planted that information there. There's no one saying that. It's just a distraction of, the Russians did this. Okay, well, even if that's true, you know, maybe they shouldn't have been saying the things they said in those emails. It wouldn't have made them look so bad in that case. And by the way, I don't think it was the emails that sunk Hillary Clinton. I mean, she's got all kinds of baggage that came with her. Certainly, it didn't help her. But, I mean, whether those emails came out or not, I highly doubt would have been the fulcrum or the crux of which
of who actually won the election.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the crazy thing. She was never likable.
Exactly.
Nobody liked her. She wasn't, you know, the thing is that, like, if you look back at the last two Ron Paul campaigns, this was a guy who was not the most charismatic or good-looking presidential candidate.
No, not the most well-spoken.
But he had the philosophical background.
That's right.
He had the right ideas. And there was a grassroots campaign that got him to where he got during that election. Hillary Clinton, she just had the money. She had the money. She had the connections.
She couldn't even grow the grass with her money, though. I mean, she had a bunch of money, but anytime you saw pictures from the rallies, they were dismal.
Yeah.
Dismal. I remember looking at pictures from her running mate, Tim Kaine, I think it was his name. And they showed pictures from what was supposed to be some big rally in Florida, and there was like 30 people there. Half of them were probably security agents.
Oh, I'm sure.
So,
yeah.
I mean, it was absolutely pathetic. Let's go to Charlie. We got more to say on this NDAA disinformation countering campaign by the government. But first, Charlie's on the line in Arizona listening to K-Talks. Go ahead, Charlie. You're on with Ian and Cody.
Hi, Ian.
Hey,
Cody. Excellent point. I didn't want to call, but you're dead on. I mean, who cares where they came from? I have not heard one denial, have you?
Nope.
One other thing people forget is a little over 72 years ago, if the Germans launched their winter offensive, and if it weren't for the Russians, they very well may have won. The only reason they didn't make it to Antwerp is they ran out of gas. because they were busy fighting Russians at the biggest tank battle in history at Kursk.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, hey, the Russians aren't that bad of people.
Well, I mean, everybody's got their ups and their downs. I wouldn't say the Russians are bad people, just like I wouldn't say Americans are bad people. Generally, people are good.
No, I know what you're saying.
It's the government guys that are bad. And the government guys in Russia are bad, and the government guys in the U.S. are bad.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's the issue, right? Is that every governmental agency is going to have a goal of acquiring more power.
Sure.
The thing about Russia is that they are, especially with RT. I always talk about RT. You know, I don't go to RT for stories about Russia.
No,
they're funded by the Kremlin. Why would I do that? But you know, they're going to give a more honest perspective about things happening in the States, and that's what I'm looking for. So yeah, when it comes down to it, Russia, as far as the government is concerned, is just another competing government looking for world domination in a big, long game of Risk.
Mm-hmm.
That's all it really boils down to, right? But you know, the media-wise, at least you know, because they're coming from a competitive angle, they're going to be more honest about what's happening where we live.
They're not beholden to the U.S. state in any way. Go ahead, Charlie, with any other thoughts.
Yeah, how do you spell your first name?
Mine or Cody's?
Well, I tried to send you that email, and it said no such subscriber.
Sure. It's Ian, I-A-N, at freetalklive.com.
I didn't know there were alternate spellings to that.
Yeah, I am at freetalklive.com. It said no set subscriber.
Well, I don't know what that's all about because I've been getting emails all day today, and we don't really have the ability.
I'll try it again, but...
Yeah, we don't really have the ability to do tech support.
I-A-N at freetalklive.com, right?
Free as in freedom, yeah. Free Talk Live. Charlie, good luck.
Yeah, okay.
Thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate it. Can't do tech support on the air. It just generally doesn't work well for radio.
Right, and it's not like you're going to get the email right off the bat and be able to read it real time.
And I also want to caution people, look, if you want to email the show, you're welcome to. But the odds that we're going to read an email are very slim. It hardly ever happens that we read emails these days. It's just because we're usually busy talking on the radio. And unless an email is really outstanding, it's probably not going to get anything but read.
But if you want to call in, then you can get on the air within, what, 5-10 minutes?
I mean, right now it's wide open phones.
Yeah, so it's way easier. Yeah. You'll actually be able to talk to us real time.
You're not
way
supposed
better.
To say that on the radio, but we break a lot of the rules here on Free Talk Live. You're not supposed to say if you've got open phones, but we do. So if you want to get on here and join us on this propaganda story or whatever's on your mind, you can. Free Talk Live. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com. What do you shop for that you could otherwise buy at Amazon? Pretty much everything, right? Amazon has competitive pricing and they deliver, and that's a big plus. If you could plan ahead in your shopping, would you be interested in saving up to 33%? There's a catch. You have to do your shopping in Bitcoin. But imagine those savings. It's like a huge raise. All you have to do is go to saveitpurse.com. We've saved thousands, and you can too. Plan ahead and save. Saveitpurse.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IBC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IBC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Did you know your car can be hacked just like your computer or phone? Hackers can hijack the signal of your own key fob to burglarize your vehicle in seconds. The Black Hole Faraday Key Fob Bag is a signal impenetrable shield that stops these hacks in their tracks. Protect one of your most valuable assets. Go to hackproofbag.com. That's hackproofbag.com and use promo code radio to get 20% off. Or call 805-222-4584. 805-222-4584.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
The EPA says the air in our homes is up to 5 times more contaminated than outside air. The solution is not just to filter your air, but detox it. UVforLife.com now offers a doctor-recommended UVforLife.com sterilization unit to kill over 99% of viruses, bacteria, molds, and dangerous chemicals. Go to UVforLife.com. Add promo code GCN at checkout to save $100. That's UV, the number 4, life.com. UVforLife.com. Don't just filter your air, detox it.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live, and you can dial toll-free and take control of the airwaves, bring up anything that you want. Our number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Healthcare is pretty messed up in the United States, and the government, of course, is at fault. The government is likely not going to change that in any meaningful way that's going to make things better. So you need to do something about it. You got to take control of your health care. And rather than relying on insurance, you can actually free yourself from insurance. You don't have to have it. Go to healthexcellenceselect.com and learn about a company that gives you a proactive health assessment daily and no charge 24-hour access to doctors. And by doctor, I'm talking about traditional integrative chiropractic, acupuncture, and massage. You'll love the service and the price. Plus, they'll give you a medical information card you can give to EMS, first responders, the emergency room, or whatever medical professional you want. Just go to healthexcellenceselect.com, learn more about it over there, and get started over at healthexcellenceselect.com. As we continue with you tonight, it's Ian
and Cody.
We are talking about a disturbing story coming from thefreethoughtproject.com. It's about the NDAA, the National Defense Authorization Act, in which they have snuck, I'm sure among other provisions that have been snuck in, provisions that will create what is being called a global engagement center. This will be a government agency that will, quote, lead, synchronize, and coordinate efforts of the federal government to recognize, understand, expose, and counter foreign state and non-state propaganda and disinformation efforts aimed at undermining the United States' national security interests.
So is anything that's undermining the national security interests considered disinformation?
Apparently.
It almost seems like that. Just a little bit.
So, back to the story here from thefreethoughtproject.com. In actuality, however, countering propaganda amounts to silencing dissenting opinion, particularly in the press, of anything deemed shining a favorable light on one of the many countries that the U.S. considers a foe, such as Russia, which has been the target of choice for blame concerning the election of Donald Trump. But it could also be a vehicle to initiate censorship of independent and alternative media for reporting on corruption, rife in the Democrat establishment and corporate press, as exposed by documents published by WikiLeaks. Not just because WikiLeaks published documents that expose Democrat corruption doesn't mean that there isn't corruption in the Republican Party. We just haven't gotten those documents yet.
Oh, it'll happen.
I'm sure those are to come. I mean, after all, Trump's been elected now, so might as well go ahead and focus on the Republicans at this point. So it'll be interesting to see what comes out within the next 4 years. It also means creating and furthering propaganda of the American government, because theoretically, you can't combat foreign agitprop without filling the void with something convincing and favorable to governmental agendas. As a text of the new law explains, the center will, quote, support the development and dissemination of fact-based narratives and analysis to counter propaganda and disinformation directed at the United States and U.S. allies and partner nations. So they will be disseminating what they call fact-based narratives. Now, when the government says they're giving you the facts, you better question them.
Yeah.
Because it's the government.
Well, yeah. I mean, just because you call something a fact doesn't make it a fact.
Right.
They just are deciding what the truth is. It's amazing. The truth has become this subjective thing now. And all it boils down to is if you're the party with the most amount of guns and power and, you know, weaponry, then all of a sudden, well, you get to decide whatever the truth is. Because if somebody says that you're a liar, well, you just throw them into a cage and that's the end of their vitriol.
Now, have you ever watched any state propaganda, like from other countries? Like North Korea or Nigeria or, you know, you fill in the blank. There's a bunch of countries out there that have official state mouthpiece television channels.
Not really. It must be bad, though.
It's bad.
Really bad.
Right. Yeah. So of course, it's the state. Even though they've got a bunch of money, it still doesn't rise to the level of quality of, you know, your typical evening newscast in a lot of cases. Now, perhaps the U.S. federal government will do a little bit of a better job because they can throw a bunch of money at the thing and they can hire some professionals. But I actually have seen there's this thing called free-to-air satellite, and Free Talk Live and LRN.FM, which is the Liberty Radio Network, is heard on free-to-air satellite over North America, Central America, and Sub-Saharan Africa on a couple of different satellites. And the idea behind free-to-air satellite is that you can watch programs without having to pay per month. So once you buy the satellite dish and the receiver, you point it at the right place in the sky, you get access to hundreds of free channels. And one of those channels is the Nigerian Television Authority. So if you want to watch what it looks like to watch the television that the government produces in the country of Nigeria, you can watch that.
Wow.
It happens to be in English. And it is really ridiculous. I mean, it is just so blatantly, obviously bad and clear misinformation and, you know, clear pro-government propaganda. But you can watch it, right? Like, you don't actually have to be in Nigeria to watch this.
I mean, imagine anything called a television authority, is something that you have to question immediately.
But if that's the only thing you can watch in these countries, and I don't know if it's true, maybe there are other options in Nigeria, but certainly in North Korea, where there's propaganda being piped into all over the entire country by the government, where you can't even get radio stations that are not produced by the government. They actually, if you find somebody with a radio with a dial on it, you know, you're talking about Marconi invented the dial.
Yeah.
Not in North Korea.
No.
They don't have a dial.
It's just an on-off button.
Yeah. It's on or it's off.
Wow.
And you either will listen to the state propaganda or your radio will not be on.
Oh, yeah. And the internet's almost just as bad. I think I heard reports that there's maybe like 10, 15 websites on the internet in North Korea.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That's right.
There is
yeah.
not a whole lot of surfing.
Yeah, only the elites,
that you can do.
Only the elites would even have access to something like that in the first place. So
it's amazing. And smart on their part, I guess, because you can only be as enlightened as the information that you receive.
That's right.
If you go from cradle to grave in everything that you receive media-wise, be it radio, TV, internet, or newspaper, comes from a pre-selected source, you have no ability to even question any of that because this has been the stuff that's been shoveled down your throat.
It's out of your paradigm.
You were a vulnerable baby with no discern for what the truth is. It's just been pushed into you. It's like these poor kids that, you know, they get sent to the church really young. You know, it's the same thing.
Yep.
You know, it's the same thing as church Sunday school.
State.
You know, you spend the rest of your life believing whatever the Catholic Church
tells
you.
Unless you can come across new information. Unless you can come across new data. And if the state is in complete control of the data that's entering your mind, then you're never going to question the state.
And it's going to have to get to the point where you're going to actually have to break the law to find that information at some point.
Which is why the
I hope that doesn't happen in America, but I do think, like I was talking about earlier, about the trajectory, is that I know that's where they want to be, you know.
Sure.
You know, and all they're doing with their planning is, okay, how slowly or quickly do we have to move towards that direction so we can get there without it being too quick that people get really mad?
Right.
You know, and
that's
and
been the brilliance
takes,
of it so
it takes
far.
A few different things. It takes a lot of time.
Right.
And it takes a lot of fear-based incidents that make people
terrorism.
I mean, people clamor for more government.
Yeah.
So, you know, we're going to have maybe a few more decades, a few more major terrorist attacks. But eventually, they're going to try and get what they want unless the people step in and say that this is not okay and we're not going to obey your authority. That's what it boils down to.
It's true. The toll-free number, if you want to join us here, is 855-450-FREE. It's one of the reasons why the brave folks who are smuggling data in to North Korea are real heroes. I mean, these are people who are risking their freedom, maybe even risking their lives, to take in, you know, a box full or a baggie full, or I don't know if they're shoving them up their butt or how they're doing it, but they're smuggling in flash drives into North Korea with programs on them, like television programs, information that they otherwise would not have access to within the borders of the country.
It's amazing, right? That, like, you know, because
they're paying off border guards.
What's amazing is that, you know, there can literally, but like, by what you said, like, literally, there can be a black market for anything.
That's right.
Like, people always assume it's only going to come down to drugs.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you make heroin illegal, all of a sudden there's going to be a black market for heroin.
Yep.
But really, if you make information regulated or illegal or state-sponsored, all of a sudden, you're going to get to that point where somebody's going to be coming into your borders with a flash drive shoved up their anus, you know, ready to distribute illegally to the masses. It's unbelievable.
Yep.
Anytime, it doesn't matter what it is. Anytime you make something illegal, there will always still be a demand for it, be it the next awesome high or the truth. There's always going to be a demand for the truth.
Sometimes
it will be supplied legally or illegally.
Yeah, and sometimes it's just like soap operas and stuff from South Korea, just entertainment that
something.
They don't even have access to. Just something to give them an experience of what the outside world, outside of their propaganda bubble, is like. The toll-free number is 855-4 450-FREE. Hour 2's coming up. You can join us.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now, 1-800-959-5928. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now, 1-800-959-5928. That's 1-800-959-5928. 1-800-959-5928.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G LTE, GSM, and Sprint networks. Introducing Pix Wireless. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, or unlock GSM phones with Pix, and choose from an arsenal of monthly plans or build your own. Starting at only $2.99 per month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PixWireless.com, spelled P-I-X Wireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.